Next patient is John Brown. That is a B-R-O-W-N, Brown, John, J-O-A-N. Date of birth is 4-12-37. Date of visit is 3-24-22. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is persistent cough of 4 months duration. Next paragraph is this is an 85-year-old white female who has chronic bronchitis, also has been experiencing shortness of breath and wheezing more at night. Period. The patient denied night sweats, fever, so chills. And she has been experiencing shortness of breath and she also has a history of arthritis and postnasal drip. And she had hernia surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies to naproxen, Altase. Next paragraph, medalist. Sertraline, 100 milligrams daily. She also takes omeprazole, 20 milligrams a day. And multivitamins. Next paragraph. Surgical history includes knee replacements times two. Next line, hip replacement surgery. No. The patient denies headaches, blackouts, or urinary symptoms. He has no night sweats or fevers or chills. And denies recent weight loss. She has persistent coughing spells and heartburn. And she has joint pains, muscle aches, nose seizures, headaches, and numbness of the extremities, and no skin rash. Next paragraph, allergies to, let's see, allergies were not listed. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of cancer, father died of heart failure. Next paragraph, physical exam. Physical exam, this average builds elderly. Black female is a lot pale, but no acute distress. Next, blood pressure, 128/70. Pulse is 98, respirations 18, temperature 97.6. Weight is 248. HE and Vietnam stylic pupils reactive, clear, but clear throat was injected, yes, no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, the thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with distant bed sounds with expiratory wheezes toward both lung pits. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions. No captainness, reflective 1+ with no gross motor, etc. Cranial nerves goes to intact. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Radar flow of lung nodule etiology undetermined. Number. Oh, can you please change that? Number 1 is chronic cough with reactive airways. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Number 4 is obstructive sleep apnea. And number 5 is depression. Next paragraph. Fine. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest without contrast and a CBCIG level. And she will use a Wixela, Wixela inhaler, 250/50. Micrograms, 1 puff BID. Continuous Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PR. Follow up here in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. The patient was also advised to get a polysomnographic study, but she declined. I will see her in 4 weeks and make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. This is a copy for Margaret Serrano Lopez. S-E-R-R-A-N-O. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Margaret. Copy for Robert Harpold. That is H-A-R-P-O-L-D. Robert Harpold. Robert Harpold. This is a